Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
I have worked as a child psychiatrist for more than 10 years, but there is one incident that I will never forget. At the start of my career, I did not have a separate office, so I used to go to my clients' houses for counseling sessions. There was a child named Annie. Her parents told me that despite being 10 years old, she was unable to distinguish reality from her imagination. I used to have one-hour sessions with her, and it was exceedingly difficult to get her to open up to me. We played games and even watched movies to unveil her emotions, but she would not share what was going on inside her head. One day, as I was asking about her friends, she blatantly told me about a clown that stays in her basement. I found it funny, but kept myself quiet because Annie was finally opening up to me. I asked her how she knew about the clown. Then she told me, "There's a clown that comes to my bedroom every night. He tries to take me to the basement where he lives. He is not a good man." I knew that children around that age are quite imaginative, and sometimes they fail to understand the difference between reality and imagination. So, I asked Annie to keep track of her dreams and gave her a small diary. After a few days, the topic of the clown subsided. Then, the following week, Annie came back with the diary and said, "The clown was asking about you last night. He said he wants to meet you." I felt a little scared when she said that, not going to lie, but I quickly brushed it off, thinking she was just a child. As I opened the diary, I found nothing but dreams about the clown written on every page. I felt quite frustrated and decided to explore the basement. Annie told me that the clown does not like to be visited during the day. "He gets angry," Annie remarked. I assured her that nothing was going to happen and went to the basement with her. I reached my hand for the light switch, but I couldn't find it. Finally, I found it. Just as I turned on the light, I saw a man-sized clown standing in the corner of the room. He stood there like a statue in his white pajamas, bright red bow tie, and a long white hat. The distinctive clown paint was running from the clown's eyes, making him look deformed, with an evil grin on his face. Slowly, he began to give a very wide smile and moved his eyeballs towards Annie and me consecutively. I shut my eyes and screamed as loudly as I could. When I opened my eyes, the clown had disappeared. As Annie and I began running upstairs, I could hear someone right behind me. Annie managed to get out, but the clown grabbed my leg. He came close to my face. I quickly realized it was Annie's dad. He looked furious and whispered, "If you tell this to anyone, I will not spare you." I have only experienced sleep paralysis once in my life, but it was a terrifying ordeal. I am a female, and I have a female twin sister, and we were about 14 or 15 years old when this.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
The situation occurred. In our childhood home, our room was a converted garage. Very spacious, with built-in bed frames across from one another, a large window placed between them. To the side of my bed was another window with a street light that would pour light into the room while we slept. We have always been open to paranormal activity and have had numerous experiences in the house before, but nothing like this encounter. Late one night, I woke up to a dark, quiet room. I recognized that I was awake and fully conscious, but soon realized I could not move my legs or my arms at all. Just my eyes. I have never experienced this sensation before, so I was taken aback, but quickly decided to start small by trying to make my pinky finger move. I concentrated very hard for what seemed like 10 to 15 minutes on simply moving one finger, when finally I began wiggling it slightly. Caught up in the excitement of this small accomplishment, I suddenly became acutely aware of an intense feeling that someone else was in the room watching this progress. Because I share a room with my sister, the first thing I did was look over towards her bed to the south of my field of vision, and was surprised to see a dark figure standing by the head of her bed. My sister has long, fluffy, and curly hair, and at first I thought the silhouette of this shadow had hair like hers, so I initially thought that it was her. That was until the figure started drifting towards my bed. Keep in mind, I am still completely unable to move anything other than my eyes. As the figure moves closer to me, I realize it's not my sister and has no defining features. Just a dark shadow. Additionally, it isn't walking, but more like floating towards me. My heart begins to beat rapidly, and I start pumping adrenaline into my system, desperately trying to move as I see the figure floating closer and closer to me. The shadow never turns, but instead keeps what I assume to be its face pointed forward towards the window to the side of my bed with the streetlight coming in. It's staying at just the edge of my field of vision, to where I must strain my eyes to keep looking at it. As the figure begins to enter the light, I am still unable to distinguish any defining features, despite it being illuminated by the light from the outside. This is when the figure begins to slowly turn its face upward towards the light, and I am still unable to distinguish any discernible features. I am almost at my breaking point mentally, as I am fighting to keep my eyes on this terrifying sight. I try shouting out to get my sister's attention, but I can't even get a whimper out. Suddenly, as if from a horror film, the figure's head begins to jerk and shake rapidly, without an obvious cause or purpose. At this point, the whole situation was too much for me, and I forced myself to faint, and I pass out again. When I woke up, I could move just fine, and was left with no evidence of this horrific encounter, aside from the terrifying memory. I believe I, as well as others on the property, encountered the shadow figure again, but nothing quite as intimate as this time.